Chapter 11, International Economic Law. International law leaves it up to each state to regulate their own economic affairs, and thus all states have the right to choose their economic systems as they please, with a capitalist, communist, laissez-faire, or whatever they want. International law also leaves it up to each state to define and decide if they want to have economic relations with other states. Thus, a state can, such as North Korea more or less, decide to isolate itself in economic terms from the rest of the world. However, states may also choose to limit their freedom to do as they please in economic terms by entering into treaty-based commitments, and this is, in practice, what most states have done. And in by so doing, relevant economic policies may be governed by international law. The modern international economic system was created at a 1944 conference in Bretton Woods in the United States. Here, the participating states got together and created the three most important institutions in international economic law. These are the International Monetary Fund, also known as the IMF, the World Bank, and the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, the GATT. The latter, GATT, was replaced with the World Trade Organization, the WTO, in 1995. In Europe, of course, the three Bretton Woods organizations, which are, by the way, all based on capitalist theory, are supplemented by the European Union. The WTO, World Trade, is the main international trade organization. The purpose of the organization is to further the liberalization of international trade and economic transactions by removing or reducing tariffs and other barriers to trade. International trade law is developed in a series of rounds of trade negotiations. The last of these rounds were initiated in Doha in 2001. However, it does seem unlikely to proceed much in the foreseeable future. Reaching agreement is simply too hard. In fact, nowadays international trade law is facing somewhat of a challenge. For example, US President Donald Trump has decided to recently pull the US out of a newly negotiated trade agreement in the Pacific, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, seeks to promote monetary cooperation, ensure exchange stability, and make funds available to states that face financial difficulty. In recent years, the lending policies of the IMF have generated a lot of attention as the financial crisis began to take its toll around the world, including, in particular, in Southern Europe. The IMF lends money out on the basis of certain conditions that are negotiated with the borrowing state and then inserts it into a letter of intent. After the financial crisis, Greece borrowed massive amounts of money from the IMF, as well as from the European Central Bank and the European Commission. That money was made available to Greece on the basis of tough austerity measures that have been criticized for not only being harmful to Greece's chances of reviving its economy, but also making life too hard on the Greek population. The IMF, then, is a very contentious institution. The World Bank, as briefly noted, provides loans to developing countries. Now, aside from international trade law and monetary law, international investment law is often said to constitute the third leg in international economic law. International investment law starts from the premise that all states are free to decide if they want to accept foreign investments or not. But if they do decide to accept investments, they are bound by certain international rules. The purpose of international investment law is to strike a fair balance between the foreign investor and the host state that may want to govern its local economy in a particular manner. In general, and this is the primary interest of international law, international law allows a host state to expropriate foreign property, but it is subject to certain conditions. Appropriation must serve public and not private purposes. Expropriation must be non-discriminatory. And finally, and most contentiously, expropriation must trigger full compensation.